Hi, it's Karen, and this is It's a Kinetic Thing with Karen Kay. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about medical grade skincare.
Okay, so what is the difference between medical grade and over the counter?
So, medical grade skincare is made in an FDA inspected and approved lab, and the ingredients in those products are tested for potency and purity. They have to meet independent testing to deliver the effects that they promise. So when you get a cosmetic grade or store grade, they don't have to go through any of that testing. They don't have to go through that independent proof that what they say works. And they're allowed to basically make a claim based on any ingredient that's out there. So let's say a scientist did research on vitamin A. In this particular product, it reduced wrinkles by 70%. So if I'm having a store grade or cosmetic grade skincare, if I put vitamin A in there, I can take any research study out there that had vitamin A and say that my product delivered that too. Whether it does or not, whether it's the same amount of vitamin A or not, where when you get medical grade skincare, they test all the ingredients together, how they work combined, and they have to prove their statements. They have to prove it does what they say.
So that was going to be my next question, because you see like on social media and you see all these people that are promoting over-the-counter products, and they say that all the time. They claim, well, they have the same ingredients. You're just paying for the name, which is obviously not the case.
Not the case at all. I know, like, for one, I had a really interesting study, and one of the products had a certain plant-based ingredient in it. Well, when it is pure and it is potent, it is kind of a golden yellow and it does amazing things. But when it is manufactured from one of these cosmetic grades, it's brown, it's full of toxins and fillers and fertilizers, and it's hundredth of the strength of what the pure potent is. And so, and you just even just see the ingredients side by side and you can see how much difference there is.
So that's why the medical grade product is going to penetrate the skin.
Yes.
Versus something like that, because it's just not the same potency and
not
quality.
Same, yeah, exactly. And they may not have done any research on it at all. They may have only looked up some research on another product that contained that ingredient, even though it may not be the same strength or anything, but they can claim that other products' research.
So really, those products aren't going to do any good, even though people say they can see the difference.
There may be a few cosmetic grades out there that are good manufacturers that really do what they say, but most of the time, not. Most of them are full of fillers and water, and you just don't get the results, you know, ounce per ounce or drop per drop of the product. Just like, you know, you may go get Neutrogena or Olive Olay or something, and you may have to slather it all over your skin. Where you get a pharmaceutical grade, potent, pure, you need a drop, a pea size amount, and it will do the same thing or more because it actually gets down to the cell level where we want it.
It's like the concentrated version of it.
Yes.
It's going to be a much stronger version.
Exactly.
Typically, you can only get medical grade cosmetics or skincare at a medical center. Is that why? Because it's just a medical grade. So
yes, it is. And so that's the other thing is when you get medical grade products, you're going to get them from a medical provider, whether it's a physician, a dermatologist, a nurse practitioner, med spa, plastic surgeon's office. But you're also going to get medical professionals that are trained on your skin condition and what those products can do.
So there's a lot of, I don't know if you see all this on social media, but I see it all the time, these trending skincare and then all these influencers that are actually doing shortcuts to products that anything to do with facial. I think I was telling you about a foot powder that this lady who's making a lot of money on social media as an influencer is using that as a last step on her makeup. Yeah, to set her makeup, a foot powder. And so people buy into that and then go buy it. It's just crazy to me.
Well, it's crazy to me too. The foot powders are antifungals. And unless you have a fungal infection on your face, why would you stick that on your face as a setting powder when there are a lot of good, probably much less expensive setting powders out there? And then, you know, what I always worry too is, what if you, you know, do get a foot fungal infection and you've been using this stuff on your face every day when it wasn't necessary? Now maybe your body's not going to respond to it. It's like taking an antibiotic when you don't need an antibiotic, when you have a virus or a cold. Then your body becomes efficient at fighting that antibiotic off. You get pneumonia. Now you need it. You can't. It won't work. Yeah.
And I guess that's the other question that comes along with that is, everything you put on your skin absorbs into your body.
Yeah, different, you know, depending on how it's formulated and things, you're going to get some absorption for sure. How much, I don't know. It depends on the product, but I wouldn't be putting an antifungal powder on my face when I don't have fungus on my face.
That makes sense. And so would you consider medical grade skincare a clean product because of the potency and the way it's manufactured?
I think, again, it's going to depend somewhat on the product and your definition of clean, you know, because not all medical grade skincare is plant-based. Some still have some synthetics and preservatives and things in it. So if you want a clean product or a plant-based or organic product, you can certainly find those in the medical grade too. And I would probably look for that, but not every really good medical grade, I would say, is clean based on some people's definition. Yeah.
Okay. And then is there any over-the-counter product that you think, okay, you know what, that actually would work for you for some reason or another?
There's a few. I mean, Eucerin is an over-the-counter that for a lot of people does really well. I do like Cetaphil as a cleaner, especially if you got really sensitive skin. For certain people, that would be a decent substitute. So yeah, there are a few out there that actually are good, that have been researched, that have been studied, and for the right people, it's a good product. But I wouldn't say across the board, just go get all your skincare off the shelf at your local, you know, big box store for sure.
Well, and I showed you yesterday a picture of me before I did, when I probably was using over the counter because I didn't use medical grade at all at that point. And this difference between my skin now and my skin then, is there's no comparison.
There really is not. That was a great,
shocking,
great example, because it, like, especially around the fine lines and thin skin around your eyes has improved 100-fold, and you've aged, what, 10 years since then?
It was like 13 years.
Yeah.
So crazy.
It does.
The difference it makes.
Yeah.
And I saw it initially, and it's funny because I was a big Obagi. I started using Obagi right after that because it just made sense. And instantaneously, people saw the difference in my skin.
Yeah.
So to me, I was never going back because it was obvious, which is crazy that it makes that much difference. But I think I'm a prime example of what happens to your skin when you start actually using quality product. It really does work.
Yeah, I agree. Myself too. I mean, 10 years ago, I really not gotten into this space 10 or 15 years ago. And I look at old pictures and the size of my pores and the texture and tone of my skin is so much better 10 or 15 years later that I'm doing pharmaceutical grade skincare than what it was back then.
It's so crazy. So let's talk about retin product and what your thoughts on those and how they work.
So, you know, retinol is just a product, been around a long time, that is really promoted for fine lines and wrinkles, just kind of overall tone and texture. I like retinol products. I would say some of them are pretty strong. Some of them are pretty harsh. And if you've got really sensitive skin, you may have to kind of slowly work your way into it. You talked about Obagi skincare. Obagi went on to make Zio. Mm-hmm. A newer version of his skincare line. And Zio is and Obagi are good products, but I will say their retinol destroys my skin. I cannot tolerate it. I use a lot now of Is Clinical, Innovative Skincare Clinical. And they have two different retinols. They have a 0.3 and a 1%. And they also have some botanicals in them. that kind of counteract the really peeling, dry flakiness. And I was shocked because I wanted to use a retinol, but I hadn't found one I could tolerate. And I love the Is Clinical retinol. My skin loves it, and it does not break me out or make me red or dry and flaky.
For people that may not know what is a retinol product? What does it do for your skin?
And so it will help with shrinking pores. It helps you maintain the collagen that you have. It kind of helps with fine lines, wrinkles, things like that, some exfoliation.
I keep thinking about like how expensive it can be to add up when you're on an over-the-counter, even though it's over-the-counter, so you'd think it's less expensive. If you really got all the products you needed to do some good, it could cost you several hundred dollars.
It could. And then, like I said, because they're so watered down and full of fillers, usually what you buy over the counter, you're having to replace every 1 to 2 months. Where, you know, with my products that I use that are medical grade, a lot of my bottles, because I have to use so small, 3 or 4 drops, will last me 6, 8 months. So I may have paid twice what you paid for over the counter, mm-hmm. but it's lasted me 3 or 4 times as long. So in the end, it was actually cheaper.
Yeah. What are some of the ingredients that you see in over-the-counter products that I think people, that sells people? Like you see retin, and yeah. you see that in a lot of products. What are like vitamin E?
Vitamin E, retinol, vitamin A, you see that vitamin C. I see a lot of plant-based stem cells, wow. which is funny because 99% of them, the molecule is way too big to ever get into your skin's cell. So it this great little buzzword to have plant stem cells, mm-hmm. but they never actually get into your skin cell. So they don't do anything.
If someone was going to start on medical grade, so they've always done over-the-counter and now they're like, okay, that makes sense. I want to start on it. What would be like the beginner step for someone that's always been on over the counter?
Yeah, well, I would say it depends a little bit on your skin type and what problems you're trying to address. But in general, I think most people, one, want a good cleanser for your skin type. So that would be my probably first purchase. Two would be a medical grade sunscreen. You don't want a lot of junk in your sunscreen when you're trying to protect your face. And then some sort of, I really like some product that has some vitamin C in it as well, whether that's a lotion or whether it's a serum. I use a serum that I just have to do 3 or 4 drops. So I think those are kind of good starters for everyone. And then depending on, are you looking for get rid of some redness, rosacea? Do you have sunspots, age spots? You know, you might look for something then. If you're super dry, you'll probably need some type of moisturizer. But I would definitely start with a good sunscreen, with a really good cleanser, and then maybe some type of vitamin C product.
And what is a good cleanser? Like, what's in it that makes it a good cleanser?
Well, it's more what's not in it.
Okay.
So you don't want a lot of parabens and silicone, simethicone, things like that. You want more, you know, again, good ingredients that you don't want to add anything that you don't need to your skin.
So probably a big no-no is the facial cloths that you can buy. Like Neutrogena has the face wipes.
Yeah.
Probably a bad idea.
It's fine to do a quick swipe to get most of your makeup off. You know, we're seeing more and more recommendations to double cleanse or triple cleanse your face because we know one swipe with a makeup cloth or one little wash in the sink is not going to get all that off. And so I think it's okay to kind of just get that makeup off, but it's not really cleansing your skin and getting everything out of those pores. So I would want to wash after it.
And would you be okay if they used a medical grade face cleanser and wiped it off with that? Or just you still need to use a washcloth and really get in there?
Yeah, I mean, I really would want, if they use the wipes to take their makeup off, I would want them to cleanse afterwards to get any residual makeup and things out of those pores and really clean well.
So I think you listed your must-haves for someone just starting out.
Yeah.
What do you think an average cost for someone starting out? Like if we're converting them now to medical grade?
It's going to be hard to say depending on the line that you get, but I think $300 or $400, you could get your basic 3 to 4 products that are going to be really good for your skin and that are going to probably last you 4 to 6 months.
And it's something that they do product in the morning and product in the evening.
Yeah, for the most part, you're going to want something, you're going to wash your face morning and night, and you're probably going to do some product morning and night. And there are different lines that, you know, have different philosophies. So I know Zio really likes multiple products, multiple steps. And for some people, they really like that. They really feel like they're doing something. I feel like I'm too busy and I don't have time for that. So I like products that do multiple things at once that are good quality products. So I do like is Clinical, for example. Their medical grade sunscreen is also tinted. It's also a moisturizer. It also protects you against the oxidants in the environment. It protects your skin from free radicals. So you're getting sunscreen, you're getting moisturizer, you're getting antioxidant and free radical protection all in one product. And it basically is my foundation. And I don't need any foundation when I have the tinted sunscreen. So it does multiple things for me in one product. And I love that.
So let's talk about your products that you sell, because you have two lines that you carry.
Mm-hmm, we
do. So kind of talk about the difference in the two of them.
So we carry Zio products, which again comes from Dr. Obagi, and he, has been a skincare expert forever. He had the Obagi line and then ended up, I believe, selling that off and starting a new lines. And Zio is his initials. And they are great products. They're not as organic as some of the other skincare, pharmaceutical grade skincare lines out there. They do have a little different philosophy and some that you really kind of have to get your skin ready in steps. So you have to do the beginning step and then you graduate and you add or take away more products. They do like layering multiple products on top of each other. So it is a little more complicated regimen. I think some people that have really sensitive skin have more trouble tolerating their products, have more sensitivity, things like that. But they are very good products for the right person and the right skin condition. And then we also sell is Clinical, which is a really interesting product, stands for Innovative Skincare. And all of their skincare products came out of a grant for anti-aging. As from what I understand, this billionaire had lots of money and he was obsessed with not aging. And he donated some money to a university to study anti-aging from the cell level all the way out to the skin. And so a lot of their skincare products came from that research. When that grant was up, apparently he did not want the patent. He just wanted to continue using the products. And some of the chief investigators actually brought it to market and made it Innovative Skincare. And so they vary our almost educational based at all their products. They treat it just like universities do when they're doing medication studies or different, you know, health studies. They have to go. You have to be double blind, placebo tested, go out to an independent review board. They don't bring it to market until it's proven to do what they say it's going to do. Theirs is much more botanical based, much less non-organic. I don't find many people that have sensitivity issues to it. And their products are, a lot of them do multiple things at once. And I like that because I'm a quick, snap it on and go kind of person.
Don't have time to wait.
I don't have time for all that.
Yeah. And didn't you say that they were, there's a whole cancer element to their line?
There is. So one of their owners, his mother had cancer. And so they have a big mission to have products that are friendly for people undergoing cancer-related therapies. They have products that help with radiation burn. And even, I'm sure you know, when you've had chemo, it completely changes the texture of your skin and elasticity. So they have products that help with that. And they donate a lot. They do a lot of beauty days for ladies undergoing cancer treatment, where they train their people that carry that skincare line to give very gentle facials that are very tolerable to the ladies, and then they give them some product to go home with too. So they're really big in that offering pampering for ladies as they're going through cancer-related treatment.
And that is the one thing I learned when I was going through cancer treatment, is that there are certain products you can't use on your skin because of the chemotherapy in your system.
Yes.
Never would have thought about that.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. So they have multiple products that I use every day that are good everyday use, but they've been certified to not be harmful for people undergoing chemotherapy or radiation therapy.
Which is huge.
Which is nice.
As many people that are going through treatment need something, because you still want to look your best, and your like you said, your skin is destroyed from the chemotherapy. So having something that actually continues to help it get better is huge.
Huge, yes.
I went to a place and got a facial every week while I was going through it, and it did save my skin. I really think my skin came out looking better than it did before I went in, only because I was truly putting the right kind of products on it. And I think that's huge.
It is huge
when you're going through that. Well, one other thing that's kind of coming up now for skincare, and I wonder if you want to touch on it, is peptides and how that's working for skin.
Well, there are peptides out there that we know specifically help with collagen production, elasticity, as well as just your overall immune function and things. So you may see a lot about NAD is a peptide that is best taken IV or subcutaneous injections, but it really does help your body produce more collagen and help maintain the collagen that you have, so we don't lose it as fast as we would under ordinary aging circumstances. And people do really think that their skin glows with it. There's a lot of use of copper out there, which is considered a peptide, both for hair loss in a foam to go on the hair, as well as either injectable as well. And what we know is, your body really, to make good collagen, you need vitamin C. You need some copper. Those things are like fertilizer for your grass. It makes it just really pretty and chokes out the impurities, and it's a great product. So we do use peptides for those, and we love them for that.
So the peptide has copper in it?
You can get it, a copper peptide.
So the one you're talking about comes in a foam? Or you can do it in a
shot. You can get it in a shot. You can get it in a face wash. You can get it in a foam to go like on your scalp. Yeah.
So there's so many things you can do for skincare. I still laugh at I follow a lot of social media influencers, and it's a whole business pushing, over the counter, or pushing things that are duplications to medical grade.
Yeah.
That they say you get the same benefit from. And that's just really sad that you really don't.
Well, let's see the research, because anybody anecdotally can think that something's working better for them. And maybe even they have a before and after for a month and something looks good for a month. But what's the long term, and where's the proof that what you're saying is actually true? Or is it just you making money by getting a lot of attention?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other benefit of buying your medical grade at a medical facility that actually knows and understands it can actually look at your skin. You can probably look at someone when they walk in and can figure out what they need pretty quickly.
Yes.
So then you've got that expert knowledge that's actually helping you through the process of what to buy and what kind of things are going to actually benefit your particular kind of skin.
Yeah. I mean, if you have pneumonia, are you going to go to your next door neighbor that's a YouTuber and ask how to get treated and cured? Or are you going to go to your physician, nurse practitioner,
and get the right kind
and get the right thing that you need?
And also, in addition to that, you actually have other treatments that you could recommend that's going to actually help that skincare absorb more into the skin, because the skin's going to be prepped based on some of your treatments.
Exactly. And I'll have people come in and think, just for example, they want Botox to lift their cheeks. Well, Botox doesn't do that.
All right.
So you may think you want the skincare because somebody said that, but that's not really what you want for what you're trying to accomplish or for the problem that you have.
And then what do you think about peels, an actual peeling of the skin? Are there the products you carry have those, and what do they do for your skin?
Yeah, both CO and his clinical do have medical grade peels. And for the right person in the right condition, they can work great. You have to be prepared kind of for the after, because things are always going to look a little worse before they look better. And so you have to be okay with that. But yeah, for the right person with a good provider that knows what they're doing, then yes, peels are great.
And what is the benefit of a peel? I mean, it's also taking a layer of skin off, so you're kind of getting fresh skin.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Sometimes with that layer of skin, you know, if you have some superficial sunspots, age spots, dark spots, things like that, maybe even some little fine lines, you might peel some of that off as you're revealing that nicer, newer layer of skin underneath. Yeah.
And then your business also does hydrofacials.
We do.
And that is also a benefit to helping your skin absorb product and getting all the sludge out of your pores and all of that.
I always tell people the easiest way I can explain it is it's the rug doctor for your face, you know, because with a rug doctor, you're spraying, you know, product onto your product to lift stains, and then you're vacuuming, suctioning all of that out, and then possibly putting down like a waterproofing or stain-proofing thing on top. Well, with hydrofacial, same thing. We're cleaning your skin. We're exfoliating it. We're getting all that dead skin out. We open up your pores and then basically vacuum them out. It's amazing the junk that comes out.
It really is.
And then while your skin is nice and clean, your pores are wide open and cleaned out, then we apply some beneficial products over it. And so it's great. If you can do it once a month, your skin will thank you very much for that.
And then what do you think about dermaplaning?
I think it's the same thing. You know, it's the ideal is exfoliation as well as getting rid of some of that peach fuzz, villous hair. Needs to be done in the right hands, the right condition, and the right timing. You don't, it's not something you want to do every day or even every week, but maybe once a month in the right hands, it is a nice procedure.
So if someone's wanting now to transition from, they've always used over-the-counter, what would be their first step? Obviously, come in and see you.
Yeah, come in, see me, or if you're somewhere else, you know, a reputable skincare provider, and just do a consultation and, you know, ask and let them look at your skin really well and help you pick the right product for you.
And then do you think hydrofacial would be like a first step? Just let's get the skin clean and a fresh start as they move forward?
Could be, for sure. I mean, you know, you always have to look at people's budget. Some people can't do gamut. Mm-hmm. And if all they have is X number of dollars, I usually am going to get them on a good skincare regimen first before I do anything else.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Well, that's our time for the day.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.